Okay, we are on today's daf is Lovatsia daf Mem. Today's shiur is sponsored by Brett Brandy and Kenny Norensberg. Brachy and Kenny Norensberg. Zeif and Ishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Okay, Neshama should have an aliyah. We are on daf Mem. We're in the middle of the story. So just to recap, this guy came. One person, Murray, had the fields, and some guy comes from far, says he's his brother. Murray says, I don't know who you are. In the end, after a whole back and forth, they prove that this guy's his brother. He should get half of the fields. The brother then comes and says, not only should I get half the fields, I should also get all the improvements that go onto the field. And Rav Chisda said, Enoch and Ami, you should get the improvements as well, because it's similar to the case in Bava Basra. And so when the Rashi takes out, but that's the Hishpichul Emsa. Now Abaye says, no, there's no comparison. Amalei Abaye, right? So Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, me dummy. How do you compare the two cases? How do you compare our case to the case where the older ones were Mashpichul Takarka on behalf of the younger ones before they split the field? Me dummy. Hasam over there, by that Mishnah Bava Basra, Gedolim Gabi Katanim Yodi Bekam Achli. The Gedolim know about the Katanim. And therefore, by them doing the improvement before the field is split up, they're being mochel, and allowing the ketanim to get the improvements. Right? The gedolim know that the nechassim or shayach got also to the ketanim, so they're being mochel. But hacha, in the case of Mari Bar Yitzchak, mi yada delechil, he didn't even know the guy existed, which is an issue. Rashi seems to say that he didn't know he was coming. Whatever the case was, he didn't know the brother was here. What was he mochel? So according to Abaye, Rav Chisda is wrong, and the other brother shouldn't be getting anything. Shouldn't be getting any of the improvements, right? He gets 50% of the field, but shouldn't be getting any of the improvements. Igago Milsa. So this Maisa became famous. It rolled. The Maisa rolled, right? The words rolled that this is how Rav Chisda paskind. Umatul kamed Rav Ami. The story came to Rabbi Ami. Amraluhu, and he said, Rami says to his Talmidim, Gedolim Yizu. I think he's wrong, because we have the din that we just said, that when you morate Gekarov to Nichsei Shvoi, and he knows that the Nechassim aren't his, right, he still Amru Shashamim Lohim Ka'aris. He gets to keep the amount that he improved as an Aris, meaning he gets a third, a fourth, whatever the amount is, right? So Hashda, the day, Lo Yavinale, here, in that case, it wasn't even his when we sent the family member into the field. He knows it's not his, yet he gets paid like an aris. So too here, where it belongs to Mari Bar Yitzchak to begin with, lo yavinale, he shouldn't get in the half. See, I think this is going back on the original Chizda. Rav Chizda says that he split it 50-50, right? So he's saying it should be 50-50. Mari Bar Yitzchak should get 50%. The other brother should get 50%, but within the 50% the other brother gets, Mari Bar Yitzchak should be notel the schar of an aris, because he worked and improved the field. So he should get a third of that 50%. So that is, he ends up with 50% of the field, plus schar aris in the other 50% of the field. Why is it an equal split? So that's what he says. So this came back to Rav Chisda that Rav Ami was cholik on him, and Amar Lahu, he says, "Me dummy, it's not similar. Our case of Mari Bar Yitzchak is not similar to the case of putting a karov in the field of in the field of a shavoy. Me dummy, hasam by the case of shamin lehem ka'aris, that's berishus nachis, where the karov went into the nixay shavoy berishus beizdin. They put him there purposely, so therefore he can be no toschal like an aris." But Hakla Labrusus Nachis. What does that mean, Labrusus Nachis? He didn't know he was there. What do you mean Labrusus? He had. You have to ask Bezdin to be to do work on your own field when you don't know that it belongs to anybody else. I guess maybe saying had he asked or had they known, they wouldn't have let him go. Labrusus Nachis. And most of the Rishonim say that's not even the question. The real question is this part. Va'od Katanhu. This brother was a Katan. The aim of reading Karov and Nichsei Katan. We never would have let Mari Bar Yitzchak into the Nechassim over here, into that 50%, because you're not married to Nichsei Katan, and therefore he went without Rishus I still don't understand. What do you mean he went without Rishus? He claimed he didn't know about him. When was that Rishus? He was supposed to, I got a field for my father, I want to toil the whole field. Let me ask Rishus basically, because maybe there's a brother that exists somewhere else. I don't get it. Okay, so I do lekamed Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami, so they went back to Rav Chisda's shul, went back to Rabbi Ami. Amrulhu lo sayimu kamed the katan hu. You see, he only addresses the second point. He says, I didn't know that he was a katan. Meaning, had they told me the entire maisa, I wouldn't have said what I said, that he that I wouldn't have said what I said, that Rav Chisda was wrong. Rav Ami said, since he's a katan, now I understand why it's a complete 50, that because you can't be notel ka'aris in the fields of a katan. A few things I think that I don't understand the shock of Italian. I just tried it. I don't get it. But second of all, at the end he says, lo sayim kameh de katanu. I didn't know the facts of the case. The person didn't tell me the entire story. Oftentimes, you go to a rav, and you ask him a question, and you tell somebody the answer, and they say, oh, it's exactly the same. You gotta be careful. Every case has its own fact pattern. The facts of a case are very, very important. You can't pass him necessarily off of one case to another case just because you think that you have to know what the facts are. Because that's very important. The facts were different. The facts were brought to him in an incomplete manner, and the psak was different. So you really have to be careful when it comes to the facts. Oh, I saw that this rabbi, he didn't drink that milk. Yeah, it was empty. You know, that's the...
What do you want to do? You want to say
Rav Chisda said that the brothers should split it 50-50.
He should have gotten
a piece of that other 50% as an aris. Then the answer, we're getting back. No,
of course that the brother should get less than
50%. And Murray should get 50% plus. But then we say, no, he should get 50% plus because the brother was a katan, and we don't put because he went without Rishus Basin. I don't know. Okay. Now the Mishnah continues with a pikadon that the derech of the pikadon is to diminish over time. It gets rotted, it diminishes over time. Okay? So a mafkid peiros etzel chavero. Someone is mafkid peiros by his friends. Hareze yoti lo chesronos. We're talking about a case where, and the Gemara will explain this, where you mix those peiros with your peiros. If he gives me a barrel of peiros and I put it in the corner, just give him back the barrel. But here I took his peiros and I mixed him with mine. And over time, there's usually a diminution, right? It diminishes in volume for whatever reason, from being rotted, from mice eating it. So when you're returning it, you return back the volume minus a certain amount. What's the certain amount that you subtract? Hareze yotzi lo chesronos. What is that? Lechit in l'orez, for wheat in orez, which orez is not necessarily rice. They say it's millet, right? I don't know what that is. A different thing. Yeah, whatever. Right? Lechit in l'orez, tisha chati kabin l'chol kor. For every kor, you take off 9.5 kabin, which ends up being 2.5%. Okay? I think the article also has it on the bottom with what the percentages are. Okay? L'sa'or in l'dochon, for barley and for dochon, it's tisha kabin l'kor. It's 9 kabin per kor, which ends up being 5%. The kusmin ulzera pishdan, shalosh sar in the kor, 3 sar in the kor, that ends up being 10%. Right? But, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara is going to explain what this is later, akolofi mida, vakolofi zman. You do everything based on the mida, and everything based on the, and you do it every year. Take it off every year. Okay. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so basically the saying is that, depending on, if you have, it's a specific set amount per thing. So let's say it's 2.5%, for chitin, it's 2.5% for every kor. So meaning if you have 45 kor, you take off 2.5% of each kor. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, kimach patlan achbarim. Do achbarim really care how much is left over? They can eat the same amount no matter what. Just because there's more food doesn't mean they're going to eat more. They get full. So he says, mumach patlan achbarim, hello, ochlos, bein meharbe uvein mekima. Whether there's a lot of peiros there, whether there's a small amount of peiros there, they're going to eat the same amount. Because they're going to eat until they're full. So, ela eini yotzi lo chesronos, ela lechor echad bilvad. You only do lechor echad bilvad. You only do for one. So, in other words, if there are 45 koros, you only take off the 2.5% of one kor. Because the achbarim aren't going to eat any more than that. Because they're full. That's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Yehuda, Omer, Rav Yehuda says, "Im ha'isa mida meruba, ena motzlo chasronos v'pneishem osiros." If he left over a lot of peiros, he doesn't take off any chasronos v'pneishem osiros because the peiros expand. So it's going to be extra, right? If you give, the Gemara explains, if you give it in Yemos Lechama when the peiros are dry, and he takes back the peiros in Yemos HaGeshamim, then the peiros absorb the moisture, and because of the moisture of the rain and the cold, they expand. So they're larger than they were before, so you don't give off, you don't have to take off, you don't have to deduct anything when you're giving it back. Okay. This is normal depreciation, but this is... Right, so I guess here maybe, I don't know, maybe here you don't see it because it's in there and it's being, I don't know, there you see it just, you know, rotting away. Here you don't see it. I don't know, because maybe this is normal, that was abnormal. Maybe this is Kedei Chesronam, but then why is that, why it needs a separate Mishnah? They're giving you the Shiurim here of what it is when you're returning. I guess if it's Kedei Chesronam, good question. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Orez Tuva Chaser. We just said an Orez goes down by 2.5%. He says, Orez, it diminishes much more. Much more is taken. So, Amar Rabban Barchana, Amar Biyokhan, but Orez Kaluf Shanu. We said our shear of 2.5% is when it's talking about peeled rice, which doesn't diminish so much. But Orez that's not peeled, then it's a bigger shear, ain't Achanami. Okay? Then the Gemara said, Lekusmin Ulezer Pishdan, Shalosha Soyan Lekor. Okay, so for this flax, we said that was 5%. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Chiya, Bezeret Pishdan, Begivolin Shanu. I think this means flax seeds in its husk. So right? Is that what it means? Is that what it says in the article?
Yeah,
flax in its husk. And we're talking about, and Bezeret Pishdan, Begivolin, La'orez She'eino Kalof. And that's Orez that's not peeled, that's the Shlosha Sarim Lekor, that's the 5% loss in value. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, Hakolof imida v'cholof izman, Tanya, kein l'chol kor v'kor, v'chein l'chol shana v'shana. You do this for every kor, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. You subtract this amount from every kor, and v'chein l'chol shana v'shana. And that's what it means, Hakolof izman, you do it every single year. So it's 2.5% of the first year, and another 2.5% afterwards. So you keep not, if you mock it for 10 years, he loses a certain amount every single year. Again, I think your question is good. So how does that, if he's losing, I mean, what are you supposed to do in this case? This is a natural, you know, depletion. How are you supposed to protect it? I don't know how you're supposed to protect it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, why do I care how, that if there's more korim, then I take off more. The achbarim eat the same amount. So he said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Tanya Amar Lola, right, that's what he said. So what's the Chachamim's response? Amar Lola Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Harbei Ovdos Mehen. He says, much of the produce gets ruined, Harbei Midparz Mehen, and much of it is scattered. In other words, if there's more, there's more chances of forgetting lost. I think what it says. So therefore, you have to take off the percentage for every core. Okay? So Tana Medvar Mamurim, when do we say that you have to take what you pay back the diminished value, the diminished amount? Medvar Mamurim she irvan ipeirosav, that you, the shomer mixed him in his own peiros. Aval yiched lo karen zavis, if you put the peiros by them in by themselves in an area, omel areisha chalpanecha, then you don't have to make this whole calculation. You just give him back what was in there. If I get a barrel of produce, well, I guess what you should do is sort of avoiding this whole thing. Take the whole barrel of produce and put it in the corner. And then when the guy comes back, you give him back that barrel. Don't touch it. Don't mix it with anything. Then it's much easier. Right, but here it doesn't matter. Here, but you don't have to worry about the percentages. What we're talking about over there is like you mixed it all together. Now I got to get, and you gave me 100 bushels. You got to know how much to give back. Here, I don't have to know how much to give back. I just give you back what you gave me. Whatever was lost was lost. So the Gemara says, "V'chib irvan imperos v'may havi." So what? He was ma'ariv them with his fruits. Lechse lidekar ma'havi. Look to see how much. Figure out how much you put in. Figure out how much the guy put in, and then just give him back. Right? You just give him back. Right? And you know how much of the payros of the pikadim were lost. If you figure out add together now, and then deduct it and give it to him. I don't have to go through this whole percentage. Maybe it's off. So the ofen, so you're talking about a case, bin mistapik mehem, where the shomer was going and he was eating from them. So he doesn't know how much he ate from his, how much he ate from the pikadon. So the Gemara says, well, let's say kame istapak, let him know figure out how much he ate. How much did he take? And then you could, how much did you take? Deduct that from what was there to begin with. Deduct that from what the matkid gave. And then you can figure out and give it to him. So he goes, delo yodakam istapak. He doesn't know how much he ate. So he can't make the calculation. Okay. Rav Yehuda Omer. Rav Yehuda says, what did he say? He said, im haisamidim ruba ena motzlo chasronos of nesha moksiros. What does that mean? I'm going to look in English here. I simply don't understand what's going on here. So he says, so kama midah meruba. What's considered a large quantity? Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asara Koren. It's 10, right? He said if the quantity of the produce given to the shomer was large, then you don't deduct anything because the amount by which this large amount expanded compensates, I guess, for the fact that it depleted. So what's considered as Mida Maruba? Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asara Korin. And Tani Nami Hachi, Kama Mida Maruba, Asara Korin. Okay, so now we're going to explain Rabbi Yehuda. Tane Tana Kameda Rav Nachman, one of these teachers of Brisa that used to go around, he taught the following Brisa in front of Rav Nachman. Bamedvar Mamurim, when does the Mishnah's halacha that a shomer deducts from the produce, when does that apply? It applies in the case Shemadad Lo Mitoch Grono, where the owner measured the produce to the shomer from the owner's utensils, the type of utensils used in the storage house, the Hichsir Lo Mitoch Grono. And then the shomer returned it from the same place using the same utensils, measuring it with the same utensils. Aval. But if the balabayas was mother mitok grono, if the balabayas measured out the produce, give it to the shomer from the stuff that's used in the granary, the hichsel mitok veso, and the shomer returns it to him using the measurements from his house, which I guess are smaller measurements. Right, enu yotzlo chesronos. Then you don't deduct for what depleted mipnei shemosiros, because when smaller measures are used, then it looks like it increased. I don't understand. If it's a smaller measure, if it's a smaller utensil, then it's smaller. How does it look like it increased? So the only thing I can think of is that there were two. It's like a pound meant one thing in the with the larger. Everything was used a pound. The pound was bigger in one kli and smaller in another kli. So if that's the case, the Gemara asks, so Amalei, Rav Nachman says back to him, the ki b'shuk tani askin, are we talking about idiots, right? The yohi b'kali rabba b'shlati b'kali zuta, who he gives the fruit to the shomer in the kli that measures the larger size, and he takes back in the kli that measures in the smaller size. Well, this guy's a fool. And what's he doing? So he says, no, so this is what it means. Dilma b'yimos hagorin kamart. Maybe when you say, we were talking about it, he's talking about the two different times, right? There's the times in the winter, the Yimos HaGorin, and the Yimos HaGeshamim. The Yimos HaGorin, it's dry, right? Right? Talking about the Medra Murim, Shemadad Lobi Yimos HaGorin. You measured it in Yimos HaGorin, which is the Yimos HaChama, and therefore it's dry, so things are not wide, they're much smaller. The Hichsir Lobi Yimos HaGorin, you returned it to him in the Yimos HaGorin. That's when you take out the Chesronos. You gave it to him at the same time. You gave it in deposit one time, you gave it back to him at the same time. The effect of weather on the fruit is the same. But avamadad lo b'yimos hagorin, you gave it to him in yimos hagorin, during the dry season. The hichsir lo b'yimos hagashamim, and you returned it to him in the yimos hagashamim. Eino yotzi lo chisaron, you don't give him the depletion. Mipnei shemosiros, because in the yimos hagashamim, the peros expand due to the moisture. So it's more volume, so you don't have to give him the depletion. So Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, Im Kain, if we're talking about that the peros increase in volume during the Yimos HaGeshamim, Lifka Kada, then the barrel should burst. So first the Gemara answer is, okay, Havi Uvdu Paka Kada. Yeah, Enoch Hanami, there's a case happening, and the barrel bursts when you do it like that. I don't understand. So just don't fill up the barrel all the way. You know, allow for the room, allow for the expansion. You know, give some slack, right? You give slack and construct. Or you can say that they're so packed together that it doesn't leave them room to expand. Okay, but if they don't expand, if they're so packed together and they don't expand, then you should give the depletion because they didn't expand, right? Didn't we just say that the reason why you don't have to worry about the depletion is because they expanded? Oh, they're packed so together they didn't expand. So give the depletion. I'm missing something. I'm missing something. I don't know. Okay. The next mission is a continuation. Okay. So now we're talking about the deposited wine or oil. So first case is where he deposited wine, and the shomer, for whatever reason, mixed the wine with his own wine.
Better have been the same wine. He mixed different wines together. That could be happy, right?
Bad move. Okay. So yotze lo shtus. When you give back the wine, you can take off. A sixth, right? Yotzi lo shtus liyayin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chomesh. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to take off a Chomesh, which is a larger amount. 1/6 or 1/5. You can take off a larger amount. Now when it comes to oil, Yotzi lo shlosha lugin shemen lemeya. You can take off 3 lugin per 100 lug. Basically 3% you can take off of oil. Okay. Lug umechza shmarim. Ulogu mechzabela, because 1.5% turns into, I guess, grime and sediment, and 1.5% gets swallowed up, it gets absorbed into the barrels. Im hayashemen mezukah, but if it was very pure, fine shemen, einu yotzei lo shmarim, then you don't take off for the sediment, because there is no sediment in the fine oil. But im hayu kankanim yishanim, and if they were very old barrels, einu yotzei lo bela, then you don't even take off the what was absorbed. So if you have pure wine, pure oil in an old vat, then you don't deduct anything, because there's no sediment and there's no absorption. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says that this whole thing, this din about the shemen, also doesn't only apply to a mask, it also applies to a sale. Af hamokah shemen mezukah l'chaveru kol yom hashana. The case is where a guy sells a year's worth of shemen to a purchaser, and he's going to deliver him certain amounts during the year. Okay, harei zeh the konez mekabel lav moch umetzu shmarim lemeya. He's mekabel on himself that he's going to get 1.5%, right? Logo mechzo shmarim lemeya lug. 1.5% of sediment per 100 lug. Meaning he's only going to get delivered 98.5% of oil for every 100 that he bought. It's like getting the juice in the coleslaw. You know, you don't like that. You ask them not to put the, some people like the juice, whatever. I ask them to take it off because you're getting. I don't want the extra stuff that I don't want to eat. So, but here in this case, in the sale, he accepts upon himself that he's going to get 1.5% of the sediment. Okay, you like the juice in the coleslaw. So, the Gemara says now. Well, it says now, okay, the machlokas Tanakama. So by the wine, Tanakama said a sixth, or Yehuda said a fifth. So he said below pligi, mar ki asre. Everyone did based on the minhag of their makom. One place was one fifth, one place. Why don't we say it for every machlokas? Minhag of makom. That's what they did there. Right? Mar ki asre. The asre demar in the place of Tanakama, chafu bikira. They would I guess line the barrels with some sort of wax. Velo mayitz tve. And therefore, it wouldn't absorb as much. It would only absorb a sixth, right? But asrei demar. But in Rabbi Yehuda's place, chafu bekufra. I guess they put some sort of pitch, right? The zephes. They put the pitch in umayitz tve. And therefore, therefore that would absorb more. So therefore, the absorption rate is one fifth. Ibais ema, or you can say mishum gargishta, because of the earth. Ha, one in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, mitzetve, it would bole him more. Veha, in the place, because you make the barrels out of the wood, so it depended on the wood. So the wood in one place absorbed more, the wood in a different place absorbed less. Okay, so now to bring a case. Now we're going to talk about not some guys. Talking about Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora's, Rabbi Yehuda's, how he profited, what his profit margins were. The Asrei de Rabbi Yehuda, Ramu Arbayim Visomni Kuze Bidona. They would put 48, they had a thing called kuz, and one barrel held 48 kuz. Right? One barrel held 48 kuz. So Azil Dona Bishita Zuze. So he bought this one barrel of 48 kuz for six zuzim. So 6 divided by 48 is 8. Right? So basically, right? Yeah, so it was 8. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so Azul Dina Bishita Zuze. He bought this barrel, 48 kuz, for 6 zuzim. So basically, he could in order to break even, if he sells it for the same price that he bought it, he can split up in eights. Right? I don't know if that's important. But Paras Rabbi Yehuda Shita Bezuzah. So what does he do? He was the Chenvani. He sold 6 kuzim with a mechir of zuz. He sold it 6 kuz instead of 8 kuz. He sold 6 kuz for a zuz. So he profited. The Gemara explains how he profited. So dal tloshin v'shita. So take away the 36 kuz that he sells the 6 with them, right? That he got for it. Pashul ho tracer. Now he has 12 extra. He has 12 extra kuzim left over. Dal t'manya shesuse, take away from them 12, from that 12 kuzim, another 8 kuzim, because that talks about the bliya, and pashul arba, he's left over with 4 kuzim, and that's his profit. He has 4 kuzim of wine left over. That's how he profited. So 4 out of 48 he profited. So Vahamar Shmuel Hamishtakar Ayishtakar Yosel Shtus. Why? He only profited 4 out of 48. He has up to a 6 to profit. He should have profited, I guess, 8 out of 48. Right? So why did he limit himself to that amount? Assumption being, I guess, that the market would have borne the price where he could have profited this amount. So Iga Glufe Yushmarya. No, because he also has profit by selling the barrels and by selling the sediment. So the Gemara says, oh, if he profited like that, so then it raises profit margins up. Now his profit is higher than a 6. You're not allowed to profit more than a 6. So the Gemara says, no, because you're only taking into consideration the actual item. But there are other things that go into selling things. Ikatircha, there's the time and effort that he puts in, so that counts into this profit. There's time value to money as well. And udme barz niyasa. There's also the Dmei Barz Niyasa, two ways to explain it. Some say it's a certain guy who has to make a certain hole, you have to pay him, so it's expenses for labor. And others say it's advertising costs. He has to advertise his wares when he goes around. So those things are factored in to what he had to spend in order to sell this, and that lowers the profit margin below the magical 1/6 point. Okay? Next. I'm missing something. What's going on here? Where's the Gemara telling us here? Alright. So the Mishnah had said, Im Hayashem Mazukak Eni Yotzlo Shemarim. Right? If it was pure oil, then you don't deduct the sediment. And if they were old barrels, you don't deduct the absorption, because there was no absorption. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Even if they're old, Vahai Etsra Delo Bala, it's impossible they didn't absorb just a little bit. So Amar Rav Nachman, says, no. Be Mizufafin. They're lined with pitch, and therefore they're not bolim. Didn't we just say in the Mishnah before that if they're lined with pitch, they absorb more? So does he give an answer about that? Does he talk about that?
When they were old and as saturated, then
well, that's a different. That's talking about saturated, but here he's saying. I don't know. We just said that the pitch absorbs more. That's the difference between 1/5 and 1/6. Now, maybe the pitch with oil, with wine absorbs more, but the pitch with oil doesn't? Okay.
No.
What? It depends if the pitch is old. But it doesn't say that. All right, fine. It's dochek. It doesn't say that. Okay. Tosos said that. That's exactly what Tosos does. Tosos tries to make sure that there are no steers in the stachot. One said that the pitch absorbs more. He would say it doesn't absorb at all. So Rabbi Nachman bid mezuz buffin, shanu. Abai amra filu tema shalob mezuz buffin. They're not lined. But came in the tone. But since they're old, and since they absorbed, they don't absorb anymore. So that has major ramifications then for your day. So he's talking about if it doesn't absorb anymore. So Taz says, so therefore if you have something that absorbs anything, put anything you want, you can still use the barrel.
Right. It's talking about now you have to work on two different scales. One has to be is on a brand new barrel. If you're using a brand new barrel that absorbs more,
right,
then you have to work on a scale A. If you have a barrel that doesn't absorb so much,
but right, so the point is, so what do you mean a barrel doesn't absorb? We have the whole concept of your day of Bolea, that it absorbs.
Okay,
let's say you have it, according to Abaye, it says tone. Once the barrels absorb completely, they don't absorb anymore. So let's say your day of things. Okay, I have treif in a barrel that's completely absorbed. I take out the treif and I put my kosher stuff in there. Am I allowed to eat it now?
I don't know. You allowed to drink scotch?
I'm not talking about that.
Same reasons.
Okay, so maybe it works that way. So the Taz says, no, it doesn't mean that it's not belay. What it means, though, is that the old stuff comes in, the other stuff comes out. It's not that nothing happens. It's just an equal in and out. Otherwise, you don't have the problems of blia anymore. It gets rid of the whole problems of blia.
It still absorbs something.
No, he says it doesn't absorb anything.
Zero.
That's what he's saying. Cave in the tone. Once it was belay, that's it. So the Taz says no. It puts out what's in there and then brings in the other stuff. So the trace stuff still goes in there. I don't know. Yeah, that's an interesting your day issue. Okay. Yeah, but the Gemara said. Yeah, the Gemara said on Bemedvar Memorim Ibran and Peirosav Aval Yichad Lo Karen Zavis Or Malor Reish Val Panecha. We read that in the Gemara. I don't know. He did. Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, "Af hamocher shemim mezukak lechaveru kol yom hashana, harei ze mekabel av logo mechta shmarim." Guys buys this this futures contract, so to speak, where he gets delivered shemen during the year, even if he's buying the mezuzah, though, is fine oil. Nevertheless, he's makabel himself that for every 100 lug, 1.5% is going to be sediment. So Amar Abaye, so Abaye now tries to explain the machlokas. Apparently, the chachamim don't agree with this. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say that there's a machlokas, they'll learn that there's a machlokas, that the chachamim argue. So Amar Abaye, kishatim salomar ladivri Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mutil la'arif shemarim. Not only you're allowed to actually mix. Not only do you say that you only get 98.5%, you're allowed to actually mix the shmarim into the oil, right? I guess, right? Ludibri chachamim asul arif shmarim. You're not allowed to mix it. This is one of the. I'm just not sure. I grasped what's going on.
Isn't part of any sale, especially items, a certain amount of waste that goes?
That's the machlokas here.
Exactly.
I don't know. So Divri Rabbi Yehuda mutil arif shmarim. I don't know. Maybe you specify. I want pure oil. So give me
refined oil.
It's refined. So give me the refined oil. Don't give me the waste. Don't give me the sediment. I don't know. There was also a market for sediment. It seems to be that you can sell the sediment as well. What?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. But I'm going to do
it the sediment. No, if that's a bit separate. The Divri Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Balabas. Tomorrow's gonna. You're reading ahead, but you had to read the next line too. The Divri Rabbi Yehuda mutil arif shmarim. Behind the timer, why is behind the timer? The mikavel, because the lokeach is mikavel on it. The amrle, so therefore the mocher can say the lokeach if boyle ruvilach milo arvilach. The mocher can say if I wanted to, I can mix it in. So hashanami kabel. So too, just accept what 1.5% of the shmarim. If I wanted to, I could have mixed it in. All right. So the gemara says v'le malei. So that maybe the lokeach can say to the mocher I avak le havi mizdabinli. Right? Had you mixed it in and given me 100 lug of non-fine oil, I could have sold the shmarim that was mixed in. But hashda, now that you didn't put it in, and you're giving me the shmarim separately, I don't know why he's giving the shmarim separately. Why isn't, what do you mean he's giving me...
Where is fine, just said.
What?
It just said he wants refined oil. He wants
to clean. Yeah, so don't give me the shmarim. Just give me 98.5% of the fine oil. So hashda, my avilei, what am I going to do with this? My avilei luchudei lo mizbinli. I can't sell them on their own. So he answers the balabayas laskino. We're talking about a balabayas the nichali betzila. He'd rather have pure refined oil. Therefore, he'll accept less oil since it's fine, since it's pure. So he'll accept the 98.5% of pure oil, 1.5% less. Okay. So the Gemara says v'le malei midelo arvisle achuli achlis. From the fact that you didn't mix in the other 1.5% of sediment, you were mochel. You're right to give me 1.5% of sediment, therefore you have to give me 100% of fine oil. Give me the extra 1.5%. Right? Midelo arvisle achule achlisle. So Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his shita, to lesle mechila. He doesn't hold to the concept of mechila. I mean, just because you didn't explicate something doesn't mean you were mochel your rights. And where is his proof? The snam. We have a Mishnah in Bava Basra, Nayin Zayin Hamabez. Mocher lo esatzemet. You have the yoke and the animal, right? So the animal is obviously worth more than the yoke. So, but... Machalo hatzemed, you sell the tzemed, velo machalo habakar, but you did, that doesn't mean you sold the bakar. As a bakar, lo machalo hatzemed. But if you sold the animal, you didn't necessarily sell the yoke on top of it, right? Because it's not tafel to the bakar. For Rabbi Yehuda, wait a second. If you have a dispute, what's going on? Damim modiim. Let the money prove what you bought. Ketzad, how is the money going to prove it? He says, sell me the yoke for 200 zuz, which is much too much money for the tzmid, right? Right? Everyone knows the tzmid does not cost $200. Therefore, the kavana was to buy the bakar as well. And the mocher, who agrees to sell it for 200 zuz, he also is mekabe to sell the bakar as well. There's no mechila. Meaning, you're not saying, oh, I'm mochel the other 199 zuz because the tzemet is only worth one. There's no mechila. But Rabbi Yehuda, the chamim omer ain't a damim raya. There's no raya based on the damim. Maybe that's the deal that they made, and he was mochel. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the mechila. The chamim do. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Abaye comes to explain now to explain the das of the chamim, the Mishnah. The divrei chachamim. Asula Arish Shmarim. You're not allowed to put mix the sediment in. Vahainu Taima, the lo mikabel, because the lokeach of the lug, right? The lokeach is on mikabel, the 1.5% in the case of a Mishnah. The Amalei, because he says to him, the Kone says to the Mocher, E bois la aruve, mi havisharilach, since you're not allowed to mix it in, you can, therefore, hashtin lami lo mikabuna. I don't want to be mikabul that 1.5%. Give me 100% of what I purchased. Now here, this I don't, push, I don't understand. So now, Rav Papa's going to come to say and say that Abaye is wrong and we should learn the opposite. So Amalei Rav Papa la Abaye, adaraba ibcha mistabra. That it's mashma the other way. To say, Chachamim say that, Divrei Chachamim mutar la'ariv shmarim. Really, according to Chachamim, should be allowed to mix the shmarim. Should be allowed to mix the shmarim. Why should he be allowed to mix the shmarim? Behind Utaimah, and this is the reason, the lo mikabel, because the kone is not mikabel the shmarim. The amar lei, because the kone says to the mocher, mi delo arvdali achule achlisle. Since you didn't put it in, you were mocha on me. Meaning, it was really mutter for you to put it in. So you're allowed to mix it. But the only reason why I get the full value here is because you didn't mix it in, because you were mocha. Alright? The divi Rabbi Yehuda, asu l'arishmarim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, asu l'arishmarim. V'hainu taima. The mikabel, because the mikabel is, the mikabel, right? The lokeach is mikabel, right? To take 1.5% of the shmarim. The amrelei, because the mocher says, this is what, this, the mocher says to the kona, e boy la aruve, lo shari li la aruve loch. If I wanted to mix in, I wouldn't be allowed to. So, kabuli lo mikabot. And if you don't, and you don't take it either. So therefore, zobum zabin tagara ikre. So then, I'm not going to make any profit. I don't understand that. What does that mean? I mean, I'm going to read it again. I'll read it. I don't get it. He says,
he's only a name of a seller, but he's not really doing anything.
So what?
He's not making a profit on
us. So sell it for a higher price.
Well, that's what selling he has to do.
Right, he said, the Dibbe Rabbi Yehuda, it's usher to mix it in. The reason is because the buyer has to accept the reduction because the seller can't mix it in, and therefore... And now that I tell you, now you tell me that you're not going to accept it, so I'm going to buy. I don't understand. But if you're not allowed to mix it in, and the deal is that you have to give pure according to this, just because the guy says I'm not going to profit, so get out of the business or find a way to decrease your cost somewhere else. What does that mean that I have to now accept 1.5% of garbage in my purchase because you are?
He's saying accept a reduction of volume.
Right, but I'm paying for 100.
You'll get the 100, but I'm going to take the 100 out of someplace else. Now, every two barrels is going to give you one barrel and a half a barrel, whatever that extra is. But I'm charging you for the full amount.
Why?
Because you have to make up. The person wants 100% of this. He's getting 100% of this.
If I'm buying
you money,
if you're building me a house,
right?
You're building me a house. I want the house to be finished. You say, you know what? I can't complete the roof. Because I'm not going to profit from it. Accept it.
No.
What does that mean?
I'll give it the other way around. I'm going to buy material for your house.
Right.
And there's going to be waste on it.
Right.
I'm not swallowing the cost of the waste because you're not getting it.
So let's make that deal to begin with.
That's basically what he's saying.
But he's not. He bought 100.
Maybe it's just a known idea. It's a known idea.
Exactly. I don't know.
That's part of the cost of doing business. Exactly. There's waste.
But the reason is weird here. The cost of doing this business is sort of that I profit. So... Make your price.
It's a built-in. It's like when you go to a restaurant and you pay your tax or something, but not even your tip. It's built-in.
Okay. Okay.
The other way around.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So therefore, the purchaser knows that this isn't included in the price. So this isn't a real conversation. This is just in the social contract. Okay. All right. So now we go on to, we just talked about the shmarim. So there's the shmarim, there's the sediment, there's also like what comes on top, like this, the I don't know what to call it, the film that goes on top. So tana, echad lokeach, echad amakid, lepiktayim. The same thing when it comes to piktayim. Ma lepiktayim, ilayim, kihechad lokeach, lo mekabal piktayim, mafkid, nami lo mekabal piktayim. Just like the lokeach doesn't want to be mekabal, the sediment that goes on top. So mafkid, nami lo mekabal piktayim, and therefore he has to return the shemen without it. Belay malay, piktach my avadilhu. This is your shemen. The piktayim comes a pack of it. Why? I don't have to deduct, I don't have to give you back other stuff. So elo kihechad, the mafkid, mekabal piktayim, just like the mafkid accepts the pikatim when he returns, when he gets it returned, he accepts the pikatim. Lokeach nan mikav pikatim. Lokeach also, the mocher is allowed to give him shemen in pikatim. The Gemara says, wait, no, that's not good. Mi mikav lokeach pikatim. Is lokeach really mikav pikatim? But Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo amru shemen ochlor el lemocher bovad. We don't say, we see that the hefsed about the pikatim is on the mocher. Sherei lokeach mikav olav lugum echzer shomrim below pikatim, because lokeach only accepts the 1.5% of the sediment. He doesn't accept the filament that goes on the top. So see, is it on the lokeach or is it not? Lokasha ha the yavle zuzei betishrei v'kashakim minei benisan kimidu the tishrei v'ha the yavle zuzei benisan v'kashakim minei benisan kimidu the nisan. Depends on when you buy it. In Tishrei, if you buy it for the price in Tishrei and you purchase it in Tishrei, then the shemen is much it's cheaper because that's in Tishrei it's mixed with the pekatim. So in that case, the lokeach is mekabel the pekatim. Even if he gets it in Nisan, since he paid for it on the Tishrei prices. But if he paid Nisan prices, the fact that he paid Nisan prices and Nisan there is no pekatim, so he paid Nisan prices. Therefore, he's not accepting upon himself to get the pekatim. Again, I apologize. I just didn't understand so much of this Gemara here. All right. Have a good day.